we are defined, interesting way, in the Tisurim as a shlichus, a special mission from Hashem. And we're starting to focus on the concept of the relationship between the Mashalach and the Shliach. And we said that the Shliach, or Pialocha, has the koch of the Mashalach, and we're relating it to the sugya. We said that when a person has Yisurim, he has problems, and he feels he can't manage, and he can't cope, and he doesn't have the strength to deal with it, he should know that he has the koyach of the Mashalach, and the koyach of the Mashalach is Bala Koyches Kulam. We spoke about Nisheinus, what a Nisheinus is, and how you involve Hashem in your Nisheinus. And therefore, a person when he has Yisurim, he's not alone. Hashem Elokov Imoy, who Hoylech, Beshlichuse, Shalmokum, Veresimikach, who Nivcho, more than that, he's been chosen, Mikol Yoshvei Tevel, Bematalal, Batzei Shlichus, Kavirazu. He's been handpicked for this job. Yadir Zoy Neseches, Bekirba, Koiches Adirim. Oh, now the secret's been revealed.
I made it, and then my son came saying, I can't get a taxi to work, take me to Kino David.
Yeah, when it's raining, you don't get taxis. That's important. Yeah, that's the one thing.
Yeah, it's a taxi.
It's put one sugar.
Oh, you put one sugar, not going to do one. No, I just brought, so. Sugar. That's why I was waiting to see what was going on. I knew something was going on here. Just, coffee doesn't make itself. Not yet.
Sorry.
Knowing this, knowing where the Yisurim are coming from, and knowing that you've been handpicked for the job, gives a person enormous koiches. La'amoid b'shlichuse, u'lechein gam kasheh bo ma'im ad nafesh, k'neisa nafshoi k'dei latzliach b'shlichuse. Even if a person's mamash, your back's against the wall, as they say, you're on the ropes, nevertheless, you understand this yosod, it gives you koyach to do this. This koyach, this unique koyach, had its expression at Kabbalah Satoira. Kashem Yisrael kulo oimed v'hachriz, hichriz, kol asheri ba'ashem, na'ase v'nishma. Whatever Hashem says, we'll do. V'kodesh Baruch Hu shel migila razeh libonai. Hashem says, one saying, who taught this secret to my children? Which secret? She Malach Hasharis Mishtam Shimboy. The Malach Hasharis used this secret. What's the big secret? What's the secret? It always bothered me. I said, Nasi Venishma, what else are you going to say when Hashem comes and says, you want my Torah? What else are you going to say? I'll do it. If you're giving it to me, I'll do it. What's the problem? Afterwards, if I'll understand, I will, I won't. But if Hashem comes and says, are you going to keep my Torah, what are you going to say? One second, let's negotiate. Who are you negotiating with? The infinite creator of the universe who loves you, who cares for you, who took you out of Mitzrayim. What else are you supposed to say, Nasa Venishma? There, the rest of the world's good. Look at the rest of the world. Why do they got questions? Why do they got questions? Because they don't know who's giving the Torah. But if you understand who's giving the Torah, you can't have questions. I'm not saying it's a low level. It's a nice level. It's a choshuva thing to do. I'm not mavazling it. But mi gilu ra ze labana. Who taught the secret to my children? This is a secret? What's the secret here that the malachim use? What's pshat here? I'm a foshim evarim es mahus haraz she malach hasharis mishtam shimboi. What is the secret that the malachim use that Klal Yisrael suddenly hit onto when they said nasav nishma?
Because how can you not nasa before your nishma? You can accept it, but still you have to get it first before you could practice it. Maybe that was the secret.
No, Hashem's going to tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
Nishma v'nasa.
No, nishma means to understand.
Understand and then do it.
No, you do it first, and then you'll understand what you're doing. Oh, if Hashem says to please take out the garbage,
I hear.
What are you going to say to one saying? Well, I have to take out the garbage.
No.
What's the point in taking out the garbage? Is there going to be more garbage, and I have to take out? Why have to take out the garbage?
I sound like my kids.
I sound like me with my waffles.
I hear.
I'm saying, you take out the garbage, because Hashem said, please take out the garbage. When you take out the garbage, you send it out. Oh, wow, that's quite cool, not having garbage in the house. You'll understand what, or you won't understand. Mike Patli, if I understand or not, what's the Venishma? Just say, nah, sir. You want to, whatever you say, Hashem, I'm gay. What else are you going to tell the infinite creator of the universe when he said, you want my Torah? And why Davka? That's the, what's the koyach of the Malachim, that the Malachim use this secret. As a Malach ein lo balama ele shlichusoy. Shalamanu nivra. Why is a Malach created? He's created to do a shlichus. That's the only reason. That's what the definition of a Malach is. He's a shliach. Correct? Yaakov sent Malachim. Were they real Malachim? Shlichim? What exactly? A Malach is a shliach. A Malach is a shliach. And he was created Davka for that shlichus. Zuhu mitziyosai, that's his essence. Zuhu kolmos, his whole essence is the shlichus he was created for. Malach kashmoy kachu malach shliach. That's a malach, he's a shliach. Koini yoichel shelo lasos es shlichusu v'kol mitziyosai b'teile l'man ha-shlichus shoyis alav b'labatze. He can't not do his shlichus. And his whole essence is nullified in order to do his shlichus. He has no other essence. The malach whose job is to hit the grass and say grow, that's what he was created for. For that you need shlichus. And he has no other job. Ein matzah v'ein t'nai shebo hu lo b'yitzai shluchusai. Hu lo yoichel letoin ki zu shlichus kveide midai or kasha midai kedoimi. He can't say, no, I don't want to do this. It's too hard. It's too difficult. Let's give it to somebody else. Yeah, I always have to take out the garbage, give it to, that's nothing else you hear from the kids, it's not fair, I always have to take out the garbage, no, why do I always have to hit the grass and say grow, let somebody else do it, I want to be Gavriel, you know, I want to go do big things, no, each malach, whatever a malach is, we haven't got a clue what a malach is, but whatever a malach is, he's no tainus, it's too hard, because he understands, he was created for that particular moment. The Maamar Asina Ada Am Yisrael Ve'ichris Shuma Kabbalis Atari B'kol Matzah B'kol Tanai. When Klal Yisrael said Naasav Nishma, they said B'kol Matzah B'kol Tanai. K'malachei Asharis Mamash. Mamash like the Malachim. You're going to keep the whole Torah? How are you going to keep the whole Torah? Maybe you're going to have a headache. Maybe you won't have money to buy matzahs. Maybe there are a lot of things that can go wrong along the way to keep the mitzvahs. How can you undertake to keep all the mitzvahs? Maybe it's too hard. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. No, you understand that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a nisoyin, if he's giving you something to do, then it's within your greed. That's what you were created for, that moment. They were makabel on themselves, the shlichus of Hashem, unconditionally. Say makablim al atzma lamole tzivay shi yitzava yisam Hashem shara'im hu yitzava yisam. They took upon themselves to keep the tzivah of Hashem that he commanded them. Because if he's commanding it, Al koch Hashem shlichav shalmochem. If he's asking me to do this, I'm shliach. The koch ha-mashalech b'shliach. And therefore I have the koch that Hashem has to do this. And how much koch does Hashem have to do something? Infinite. So I also have infinite koch. To do what Hashem's telling me to do. Not infinite koch to do anything we want. I know there's a musag in the world today, you can do whatever you want. I don't believe that, it's not true. Ein dover oimed lifnei rotzen, show me the chazal for that. I'm still waiting for someone to show me the chazal. Could be it's a svara. Aval a makor in chazal, kula teira kula ein makor kaze. Ein dover oimed lifnei rotzen. Yes, I want to jump to the moon. You can have as much rotzen to jump to the moon. Yesh dover show me lifnei rotzen. Gravity. Yesh dover. You have a shlichus to do something. It's a chiyuv. Hashem tells you you've got to do this. Then nothing will stand in your way. Why? Because koyach hamashalach b'shliach. I have Hashem's koyach to do it. I'll be able to do it. But if Hashem never asked you to do it, who says you can do everything? I can do anything I want. Good news for you.
That's the quote of the Tumlat Magid by Lola Ben Avigo. He said, the reason why Hashem delayed the punishment till this moment is that people shouldn't think you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. And a korban will just be an automatic kapara. No.
Scary.
And that's why they weren't protected, he said, from the mitzvah. Usually a shliach is protected from a mitzvah, but that's when you go to tzivoy. He said, by not of an avivu, there was nothing interesting.
There's no tzivoy.
With the kataris itself, with the offering, no tzivoy, no protection.
Nachon, nachon. Yeah. If your Rebbe tells you to go do something, you do, you'll be matzliach. You go do something maybe your Rebbe never told you to do, he says you'll be matzliach. Vim kain, ein shum nafke mina mao gol la mashima. Therefore it makes no difference what the tzivo is, how big it is, how small it is. Nonu lehem koiches adirim lebitzua shlichus. You'll be able to bitzua the shlichus because you have Hashem's koyach. Zuhar Raz Shigilu Klal Yisrael, and that was the secret of Klal Yisrael with Magala with Nasi Venishma. Hem Gilu Ki Hem Shlichov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olam Hazeh, V'raim Kemalocha Asharis Vaf Lamala Mehem. The aspect of Bechira, we're greater than the Malachim, because we have Bechira, they don't. We can say, no, I'm not going to do it. When they said Nasi Venishma, they raised themselves to a level higher than the Malachim. But that's the koyach that the Malachim Mishtam Shimboi. Is if this is on my table, this is my job. And of course, now you have to ask yourself, is this my job or not? Once Rosh Simcha Wasserman Zatzal, the Talmidim was speaking to him, they asked him, how come he was always so besimcha? So he said, because of my name. but the person who suffered terribly, he didn't have an easy life. And they asked him, how he was always so besimcha? So he told him, I'll tell you a secret. Whatever comes across my will, I ask myself, is this my job or not? If it's my job, I give everything to the job. And if it's not, I don't think about it again. If an envelope comes across your table, it's got your own name on it, open it up and see what's inside. Whatever it says, do everything you can to fulfill the tafkid. And if it doesn't have your name on the, if not your name on the envelope, then why are you looking at it? Pass it on. It's a secret of happiness. Whatever you're supposed to do, do as best as you can. And stop worrying about things that aren't your job. It's nothing to do with me. That's obvious, no? I'm worrying about anybody, I'm worrying about things that aren't my job. Have a look. Go have a look and see the things you're worried about and concerned about or whatever that actually have nothing to do with you. Politics. Classic one, obvious one. People standing around talking about should they, shouldn't they, what they should do, where they should. Anybody ask you your opinion? Anyone's going to listen to you even if they would ask you for an opinion? No one's interested in what you have to say, so why are you worrying about it? Should they bomb Gaza? Shouldn't they bomb Gaza? When should they bomb the Gaza? I don't see my name on that envelope. Mamush. I have to know what to daven for. Avada, when that envelope comes across my desk, it says daven. Klal Yisrael are suffering, there's a sakana, you have to daven. But the political aspect of it, that's a kushla line. Who's asking your opinion? So why do you even waste one molecule of breath on it? Because we grew up in that kind of a generation where everyone has to have an opinion and you have to talk. And have you heard the saying, and I'm getting into trouble here. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. You heard that one? It's politically incorrect to say what I'm going to say now, but you're not entitled to an opinion on every subject. I'm sorry. I'm not entitled to an opinion to know how much beton and steel to use when they're building a building. They'll phone me up and tell me, listen, I'm busy building a building, I'm busy making a bridge here across the Hudson River, and I want to know what the ratio of steel and beton. I told you, you got the wrong number. What do you mean? Everyone's in one second. Everyone's entitled to an opinion. I'm not entitled to an opinion. I'm unqualified to have an opinion. Simple.
Does that mean that one should investigate political parties in order to know what to vote, just not vote at all? Is that good?
You really want to get controversial now. Shkoch, somebody else wanted to be controversial, so I don't have to. I don't have to investigate which political party, where to vote, how to vote, because I have not a clue what any of them are talking about. I don't see any difference between any of them. I'm not even sure why I have to vote. But if Reb Chaim Kanievsky gets someone tells me to vote, I have to vote. That's Simonis Chachom. And he tells me who to vote for, I'll vote for who he tells me to vote for. That's as far as I'm prepared to put my head into it. And if you're a real Baal B'tochen, which I'm not, if you really believe it, you won't even look tomorrow to see who won. Because my nafka mina. Because my, what difference does it make? This goes so against the muskolos of where we come from. I'm a politics major. I majored in politics and I did my law degree of politics. So I have a bit of a Yetzer Hara for politics because I understand what Narishkeit is. But seriously, when Rav Elasher was involved in Uri Polyansky's, Lepolyansky's campaign to be mayor of Yerushalayim, very involved in it, because Lepolyansky didn't want to become mayor. Rav Elasher told him it's also for many years. Eventually he let him, whatever, it was the whole story. Rav Elasher was involved day in and day out in his campaign. The morning after the election, Rav Elasher woke up his normal time, to sit and learn whatever. And the grandson tried to tell him who had won, and he wasn't interested, he didn't want to know. He was, no, lo man yenoto. I did what Ishtadis had to do. What happens now? The Ishtadis you have to make. He was available 24 hours a day. But once you've done what you have to do, go back to your Gemara. Once again, to me, I'm just telling my own opinion. It's opinion sheli. You can take it, leave it, do what you want with it. To me, it makes perfectly logical sense. Since I don't understand enough of what's going on in the world and what Klal Yisrael needs and doesn't need and tak-tak and all the issues and whatever, who am I qualified to vote for? This liar, he lies bigger, he lies. Anybody here still trusts politics? I mean, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. The people still buy into it. It's one of the biggest miracles of the world. So the biggest miracles of the Bria that people still buy into it. Go track the last 15 election campaigns in this country. You'd think after a while people would say, hey, one second, someone's lying. They know they're lying, they do, and they still make a bit. It's a long move only. So yeah, if your question is, do I have to spend time investigating or whatever? My answer to that question is no, I don't have to. Does it mean that I don't, you know, have a bit of a yikes or to find out what's going on or whatever? Yeah. Now we're getting into private things, I'm getting personal or whatever. Does it mean that on the morning after the election, I'm not going to have a look and see what happened? And in this country, it's even more, because after the election, it doesn't matter who wins. It's a matter of what happens after the horse trading. Now the real business starts after the election. Now they start, do you know, there was an election year once. It was a Moedika Kiddisha Sheva. There was an election year once, I can't remember what it was. And the two opposite sides were locked, in deadlock. And the Haredi party was going to make the Machria, who they were going to join, and they were going to make the prime minister. Which basically meant that there was one man going to choose the Haredi government. Rav Shach. Zatzal. And Rushak was giving speech, was arranged, he was giving speech at the basketball stadium in Tel Aviv. What's it called? Eliyahu or something. Yad Eliyahu. He was giving a speech, whatever. The entire world press was at Rushak's speech because they were waiting for him to announce who the next Israeli government was going to be. Because he didn't speak politics, he didn't say anything about politics, he spoke about Shabbos and about all sorts of different stuff, whatever. But people understood from the speech what he was saying. But the entire world, they said over 100 million people watched that speech of Rav Shach's. So I'm going to investigate to see who to vote for and when to vote and whatever. And when they come to the negotiations, they're going to ask me my opinion. They're going to phone up and say, sure, listen, should we go with this guy? Should we go? You voted. And are they going to ask, when they do exactly what the opposite of what they said they were going to do, that I voted for them to do Aleph, and they do Bet, they're going to phone me up and ask me if they can change their minds? Am I still okay with that? I'm not going to phone you up and say, listen, you voted for this, and we decided we're going to change our minds. We're going to. You go through and have a look. Go look what people promised, and look what they did. Usually the opposite. We still believe in them. Okay, that's. Tell me I'm not a. What's the word? A loyal citizen or whatever. I think I am a loyal citizen. I just don't understand what difference it makes who I vote for. It. So the Gedolim, the Chachomim get up and tell me Aleph, base. I don't understand what I'm doing.
Am I right in saying by not voting is the same as voting for the party?
Of course. So the way it's technically stretched up here. But worse than that, you just not became the tzivu of the Chachamim. Besides the love, there's an asaya that you've been mevatel. You have your own local Orthodox rabbis, ask them shalas, don't ask me. I don't like this is at all. It's a little wish for this. Everybody has a rebbe, but ask your rebbe what to do. So back to our subject. Back to reality, sorry. No, it's an important question. It's just Reb Simcha Wasserman used to leave Israel for elections. You know why? You know why he left the country? It's a Mefurash Chazal. Ein kli machzik broche ele shalom. Because when you bring me the shalom, he says, we'll see broche. And until then, unfortunately, I'm out of here. People used to find him, ask you to vote for who, not to vote for, whatever. He said, "Ein kli matzik broche ele shaloi." Show me the shalom. Where's the shalom here? He needs to get on a plane and go to America. He couldn't stand machlokes. Machlokes used to, he couldn't handle it. He arrived in South Africa once and there was a talk, there was a machlokes about the shchita or something, not even something so. And they were talking about it in the car on the way back from the airport. He asked the driver to stop and turn the car around and take him back to the airport. Machlokes? Over meat? I don't have to be here. Take me back to the airport. I put my head into a town where there's machlokes. He couldn't handle machlokes, couldn't tolerate machlokes. Why isn't there machlokes? That's part of the nisoin we have today as well, is how you, that's an enormous nisoin that we have today. Tov. Now, once you know that you're shliach of Hashem, and you have the koyach of the mishalach, and you're hand-picked for this job, that means you have all the kalim you need to do this job. And therefore, I'm segalim lebatzei afilu dvorim shenira ki ein b'yecholotam lebatzei klau. Lebatzei klau. Therefore, you know that you can do something that it looks like you can't do. Like we mentioned on last week. Kasher kolosh baruch hu mevakesh meyudi lemaves lemait lemut al kiddush Hashem only kfotz mi binyan rav komot leman shmo yisparach. When Hashem asks somebody to daas kiddush Hashem, to jump off a building, leman shmo, so a person can do that. Hashem will ask you to please jump over the, well today it's not so hard, jump over the Twin Towers. Jump over the building that's standing next to the Twin Towers, Beseda, whatever it's called. Empire State Building, whatever. What's that tower in, the tallest tower in Sears Tower in Toronto, there's a big one there, whatever. Okay. Dubai probably has the tallest tower in the world today. Hashem asks you to jump 100 meters in the sky. You can do that? I'm going to come up, can I find? You're going to get wings? Hatshuva he can. Yechol nochol. If Hashem tells you to do it. Im Hashem yitzava tana rei anu shluchov. Obviously, it's an extreme example, but there you go. Varehu kol yochol v'einu mugbal b'emuna b'mumuma u'b'toyre shluchov gam anachno v'einu mugbalim. When it comes down to toyre shluchov, when you're a shliach of Hashem, then you're not mugbal and you can do whatever Hashem's asked you to do. V'amnam zua yisa tshuvosa shel kelev ben yifuna al tainas hamaraglim. That's what Kalev wants in the maraglim. Chashuv la'adgi sh'ein lanu asoga b'chet hamaraglim. First of all, we don't understand the Chet HaMeraglim. We weren't talking about small people. We weren't talking about a bunch of rabble-rousers who sort of lost a bit of hope and got depressed and went mad. We're talking about Gedoyle Gedoyle, the greatest people that lived. So we don't understand the Chet. Ach, kafi shechazal melamdim otanu lekach mitshazu, haimuna b'nekuda zu nivgoma etzlahem. There was on their level a pagam in their amuna in this level, in this subject. Haimuna ki am Yisrael haim shlicha Hashem, haim shlicha Hashem b'olam. ומכוח משלכם הם בויים, כתוצאו מתיינה זו, מתו זו, הם תיינו לא נוכל לעלות אל העם, כי חזק הוא ממנו. They came in and they saw and they were right. בדרך הטבע, they were right. לא נוכל, we can't, they're much bigger than, much stronger than us. וכלב הישיב למוסו, עולה נעלה, אפילו בשמיים, ואוי מאוסו סלום וסבלו שם, נצליח בכל דברוב. אני אעשה מה שביודו השם הצליח את השאר. They were lacking, once again, on their darga, understanding them, we're talking in the lotion of the Torah now, not our lotion. What a chet means in the Torah's eyes, not what the chet means to us. They were lacking in this imunah that they shlichim of Hashem. So if Hashem says, go into Eretz Israel, what are you talking about? We don't have enough army, we don't have enough strength, we don't have enough this, then you see how big these guys are, whatever. But, and what's Caleb saying? What are you talking about? If Hashem told you to get Eretz Yisrael, get Eretz Yisrael. What's the problem? Hashem tells you to go to Shemaim, so you'll make a ladder. You'll go to Shemaim. Mashmoyz dvarav hi she'ein metzia sheba kodesh baruch hu metzaver ala adam o ma'amid oisim elisoyin shehu lo yoichol la'amoid boy. Exact opposite of what I said last week. So just say that we don't leave your chas v'chalila with confusing thoughts in our mind. We have to clarify this. Hashem doesn't give you any sign that you can't stand by, but I'm a shliach of Hashem. Because because on your own in Achinami, you can't do this. But if Hashem asked you to do this, Hashem nosan v'yodeh koyel ha-koyches k'day la'amud b'nisoyin. Hashem will give you everything you need to become with nisoyin. So therefore, even though nisoyin looks impossible, and I can't do this, because I can't, because I know that I can only jump 10. And even if you'll squeeze me till the last drips, I'll get to 12. But to 15, I can't. I know that. But Hashem asked you to do it, so what's the problem? You're now shliach of Hashem. So you can jump. You can jump over the moon if you want, because that's what Hashem can do, so you can as well. And therefore, what do? You go and you do it. Okay, let's stop there. Let's Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss what it means, Klali and Prati. Because it's a very private place, this one. Doesn't mean it becomes easy. The nisoyin's a nisoyin, it's hard. It's difficult, it's painful. But at the back of your head, you don't have all these thoughts. I mean, lo yochol, wa mi, you know, you have some. Hashem's holding your hand through this one. It gives you koyach to withstand the nisoyin's that we have. Good work.
If it's not so clear, Adam HaRishon also, Kadosh Baruch Hu say, don't eat. Why you eat?
Because he uses Bechira. He has a choir called Bechira. We have Bechira.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is there a breakfast show this week?
Yeah, Thursday. There's not a show. The last day of the month. It's always the last day of the month. Even though Thursday's not ideal, but money, I said.
You speaking?
I don't know yet. I hope not. I want somebody else to speak. I have to just see if they'll agree.
Something that bothers me, if the Gedolim or tell us to vote for a candidate, and they did, they chose a candidate that was a Chilonis, and the person turns out to be a Mushkas, isn't that a Chilul Hashem?
Imunus Chachomim means Imunus Chachomim. I don't have Cheshboinus.
I hear.
There was a question that was asked of Dessler. This question was asked of Dessler. And Rav Dessler answers the question in we should maybe even one day we'll look at it together here, because it's a very important sugya. The Rav Dessler was asked this question in a letter about, didn't the Gedolim make a mistake in the Holocaust where they didn't tell people to move to Eretz Israel? Because we see that the people that got to Eretz Israel survived, and the people that stayed in Europe all got wiped out. Could I to see Rav Dessler's, I spoke a bit about it on the Erev Purim shmooze that I gave you. Spoke about that a little bit as well. But you need to see it inside. And then he brings afterwards, he shows that what do you think, Rommel wasn't 2 days from Eretz Israel? It was only because of a quirk of miraculous fate that Rommel actually didn't attack and wipe out everybody in Eretz Israel. So who says, we don't know, we have no way, we don't have the grasp on history. That guy that told us to vote for, never mind, you have to understand as well, the Gedolim are never telling us this is the ideal situation.
Right.
Very often a decision made godly is what's the least of two evils.
I hear that.
That's often, we don't know. We don't know. These are hard times, these are difficult times. We don't know. The whole political involvement in the whole arena of politics all over the world, in the Frum world or whatever, has only been trying to matzil what we can be matzil. It was never about, you know, if the Haredi parties will get one extra seat, whatever, it's going to suddenly going to have a Haredi government or something. It was never the question. The question is, what can you be matzil? You know, the Chofetz Chaim's famous marshal, where there's a woman in the market selling apples. She's going in these wagons and she's selling apples. And some rowdy kids come and they throw the wagon over and all the apples go flying all over the place. And she's standing there screaming and screaming. Everybody's running and picking up apples. So the Chofetz Chaim went up to her and said, why are you standing here screaming? Grab whatever you can. At least save some of your apples. No, you won't have all your apples, but whatever you can grab. Everyone else is grabbing. Why don't you grab? That's the marshal the Chofetz Chaim used for the way we get involved in politics. It's not because we're trying to, you know, exercise our democratic right to freedom and what else. You try and matzil whatever you can.
But the demographics is changing.
course, it's always changing.
So therefore, the orthodox representation of the population in Israel has changed dramatically over the... So therefore, there is a move to having more people to vote in the right direction. So it is changing. It's not as if you like two or three people, they don't have, there's no, it's not significant for them to vote, like it was 50 years ago, whatever. Now it is actually significant.
I find it significant, so but still not going to change the nature of the government.
Well,
whether you join a right-wing, once again, whether you join a right-wing coalition or a left-wing coalition or whatever, you don't know what's going to come out of there. They're all Mechalel Shabbos. They're all Mechalel Shabbos. I'm saying they're all Mechalel Shabbos. There's no one here we're choosing because, well, he's more righteous, he's whatever. It's a question of who you can cut a deal with. Very often cutting a deal with the left wing was more beneficial to the Torah world, because at least the left wing, they're businessmen. They do a contract, they keep a contract. The right wing, it's not about business, it's about whatever suits you, whenever it suits you. So maybe they won't keep the word, maybe they will keep it. The whole thing. Rav Shach has a Moridika letter, I'll show you on this. He discusses before an election, he has a whole discussion about, well, you think the right's better than the left's better than the right. What's he talking about? Go have a look at your history and see who gave more land to the Arabs, the right wing or the left wing. When was more land handed back or whatever? I'm not talking about Oslo, that was the one aberration. But generally speaking, it was very often right wing governments that came to accommodations that the left wing wouldn't have ever thought of coming to. The whole thing's Bibul Baal. But of course it's significant. It's enormously significant.
Because if the votes go by proportional representation, which they do,
correct,
then there's more, you know, religious people voting than there was 50 years ago.
Nahon, so they're terrified of it.
So therefore, it's within the, I want to say it's within the grasp, the near grasp of the religious parties to begin to show more of a, you know, they've got to start getting their act together, because they're going to take over at some stage.
They're never going to take over.
Well, how do you know?
Mashiach should come before then.
Amen. Amen.
What are we going to do? Well, we'll talk about that for a second. What are you going to tell him? You're not interested in... We're not going to do it? What are you going to tell him?
Tomorrow, Monday, I've got to do something else. I'll be back on Wednesday, Thursday.
Because of what we're learning? If we're learning something that you like better, you would stay?
Possibly. I don't know. I've got something on.